Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I'm your host, Kevin Long, bringing you inspiring stories and practical advice from the 15 years of helping business professionals start, build or grow their companies by writing and leveraging a book. Each week, we're going to be exploring the world of leaving the corporate rot and transforming into successful entrepreneurs, making a significant impact in the world of business. So if you're feeling boxed in by your 9-to-5 and dreaming of entrepreneurial freedom, you're in the right place. So let's dive in. Welcome back to Corporate Crossover Bound for Success on another Saturday. We explore the tools and strategies that drive success in today's dynamic business environment. I'm Kevin Long, your host, guiding you through the ins and outs of professional growth. And today on this episode, we're delving into the publishing world, specifically why when you write a book, it's crucial to consider releasing it in digital, paperback or physical, and audiobook formats. So let's unpack the reasons behind the triple play approach and how it can amplify your reach and its impact. Now, you've got a modern author's toolkit. Now, in the age of diverse content consumption preferences, providing your book in multiple formats isn't just an option anymore, it's a necessity. Each format, digital, paperback, and audiobook, serves a unique purpose and reaches different audiences. Now, by embracing all three, you can maximise your book's potential as a comprehensive tool for thought leadership. Now, I'm going to use the power of three as I do every week. So with the first one, I'm going to start off with digital books or ebooks. So the first one is wide reach, okay? Ebooks make your book accessible to a global audience instantly. With a few clicks, anywhere in the world really, can download and start reading your book, removing physical barriers to access to it. And it's very cost effective. Publishing digitally is very cost effective, as I say, and it eliminates printing, warehousing and distribution costs associated with physical books. And digital formats allow for interactive elements like hyperlinks and multimedia integrations, which can enhance the reader's learning experience. And paperback, you know, moving on to paperback, you've got tangibility and tradition. Despite the surge in digital consumption, many readers still prefer the tactile experience of a traditional book. Paperbacks can be displayed, shared, and physically gifted, making them a valuable networking tool. I really love the, you know, what I usually do is buy an audiobook first or a digital version, and then I'll get the paperback because I like the little presents coming through the post as well. That's just me. And having a paperback version allows you to place your book in libraries, bookstores, and at live events, spaces where potential readers can discover your work organically. And a well-deserved paperback can project a higher perceived value, enhancing your professional image. And that's what it's about. It's about gaining the authority from the book. You've heard me mention it many times. It's not about book sales. It's the authority that you get from actually writing a book. And then you learn to monetize it. And then you leverage it to start, build, or grow your business. Now, the rise of spoken content, audiobooks, is massive and has been for the last couple of years. So audiobooks cater to the growing number of people who consume content on the go. They're perfect for busy professionals who might listen during their commute or even while exercising or on the tube, going to work or whatever. And they also make your content accessible to those with visual impairments or reading disabilities, aligning with inclusive content strategies. And narrating your book, or you can hire a professional voice actor, can add a layer of emotional engagement, making complex information more relatable and easier to understand. Okay, there's marketing synergy. So utilizing multiple formats creates a synergistic effect in your marketing efforts. And again, there's cross promotion. Each version can promote the others. For example, you know, you can include a sample of the audiobook in your ebook or offer bundle discounts. Different marketing channels prefer different formats. Social media might be more responsive to audiobook clips, while blogs and emails can effectively promote your ebooks. a little case study. I've not done this for a couple of weeks, actually. If you consider a case of a business strategist whose book on innovative leadership practices was published in all three formats. The digital version captured international readers, the paperback enhanced her credibility at speaking engagements, and the audiobook was a hit among the commuters, multiplying her impact across platforms. Overcoming challenges. Managing three formats comes with its own set of challenges as well, such as coordinating release schedules and maintaining quality across the format as well. However, with careful planning and perhaps the assistance of experienced publishers, like me, these challenges can be effectively managed. Okay, maximizing your book's impact. Now, just in conclusion now, releasing your book in digital, paperback, and audiobook format is not just about accessibility. It's about maximizing the impact that your message has got, you know, reaching diverse audiences and ensuring your message resonates in every possible way. So that was short and brief and quick, but the 6-7 minutes go so quick, you know. So I just want to say thank you for tuning into Corporate Crossover Bound for Success. And remember, your book is more than just words. It's a tool for building your brand and it's to leave a legacy. So embrace all the formats and watch as your words transcend traditional boundaries. So until next weekend, keep writing, keep inspiring, and continue to succeed on all fronts. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I want to thank you for joining us on this journey towards entrepreneurial independence. And remember, it's your determination and drive that will make you bound for success. So you never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favourite platform. And for more resources and to connect with us, visit our website at babystepspublishing.com. And if you want to grab a copy of my latest book, just go to linktree.com/thekindleking. Until next time, keep crossing over and keep growing. I'm Kevin Long, signing off.